Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Morning Mojos. My name is Nancy Holzman. I come from you from the Maryland Marketplace, and I'm happy to share a few minutes with you this morning on our Morning Mojos. We do these calls every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday morning, where you can get about 10 to 15 minutes of some thoughts, some provocative thoughts to help put into your day, to help put you on the right path, and to help you grow your ACN business. So, a lot of stuff this past month has been happening for me in what I call observation and learning to watch what very successful people do and what makes them successful over others. And, you know, I've been blessed that I've been able to watch a lot of people over the last 12 years that I've been in ACN and watch who's at the top and who stays at the top and, you know, what gives them that ability to do that. And, you know, I'm thinking if I can just duplicate what they're doing and have that same system, it's going to work for me. But one thing that I've noticed for people who get to the top and stay at the top, who are highly successful, is it is more about their character than anything else. And it prompted me to go back and read a book that I read many years ago, which is called The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And I'm going to talk a little bit this morning about that and how you can apply that to your life to help you grow your ACN business and to grow your leadership skills. So during his 25 years of working with successful individuals in business and universities and relationship settings, Stephen Covey discovered that high achievers were often plagued with a sense of emptiness, which is really, you know, an odd thing to think because you think that they have everything they want. And in an attempt to understand why, he read a lot of self-improvement books, self-help books, and popular psychology books written over the last, like, 200 years. He talks about this. And it was here he noticed a stark contrast between two types of success. And this is the type of success I want to talk to you about today because I see this in our leaders in ACN. You know, I'm fortunate and blessed that most of my contact is with Senior Vice President Leanne Gabriel, and I definitely see the different type of success that she has in her life that doesn't create what he was trying to help people with. She's got that type of success that gives you what we call character. And Covey argues it's your character that needs to be cultivated to achieve sustainable success, not your personality. And what we are saying far more than what we do. That's, you know, that is what, or what we say is more about what we're doing than what we're saying. And the character ethic is based upon a series of principles. And Covey claims that these principles are self-evident and endured in most religious, social, and ethical systems. And they have universal application, and when your value is the correct principle, you see the reality as it truly is. And that's truly the foundation of his best-selling book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. So what are these 7 habits of highly effective people? Well, Stephen Covey's habits are composed of the primary principles of character upon which happiness and success are based. And I want you to hear that, happiness and success, because there's a lot of people who are successful who aren't happy or who don't do the right thing. But we're so fortunate in our team that we get to be mentored by somebody that has character because there's tons of happiness and there's tons of success. And you know, we're blessed that we get to see these 7 habits in a daily manner. So the 7 habits of highly effective people put forward a principle-centered approach to both personal and interpersonal effectiveness. Rather than focusing on altering the outward manifestations of your behavior and attitude, it aims to adapt your inner core, your character. The 7 habits in this book will help you move from a state of dependence to independence and finally to that last step of what he calls interdependence. Why society and most of the self-help books in the market champion independence as the highest achievement, Covey argues that it's interdependence that yields the greatest results. Independence is more mature and advanced concept. It precludes the knowledge that you are an independent being, but that you are working with others will produce the greatest results than working on your own. Now, we couldn't experience that more in our team. All we get is help from other people. So to obtain this level of interdependence, you must cultivate each of the seven habits laid out in the book. So here are the seven habits. One is be proactive. Two is begin with an end in mind. Three is put first things first. Four is think win-win. Five is seek to be understood first, to understand first, before making yourself understood. Six is learn to synergize. And seven is to sharpen the saw. These seven habits of effective people will look, the book looks at each of these habits and shows you how to put them into action and to become more successful in whatever you want to achieve. Let's talk about each habit. Habit one, be proactive. The first and most fundamental habit of an effective person is to be proactive. More than just taking initiative, being proactive means taking responsibility for your life. Consequently, you don't blame your behavior on external factors such as circumstance, but you own it as part of your conscious choice based on your values. Where reactive people are driven by feelings, proactive people are driven by values. The clearest manifestation of proactivity can be seen in your ability to stick to the commitments you make to yourself and to others. This includes a commitment of self-improvement and, by extension, personal growth. By setting small goals and sticking to them, you gradually increase your integrity, which increases your ability to take responsibility for your life. Covey suggests undertaking a 30-day proactive test in which you make a series of small commitments and you stick to them. Observe how this will change your sense of self. Number two habit is begin with the end in mind. Covey states that the most effective way to begin with the end in mind is to create a personal mission statement. It should focus on the following. What do you want to be? Your character. You know, he talks about that. What do you want your character to be? Number two is what do you want to do? What kind of contributions do you want to give? What kind of achievements do you want to have? And number three is the values upon which both of these things are based. In time, your mission statement will become your personal constitution. It becomes the basis from which you make every decision in your life. By making principles the center of your life, you create a solid foundation from which you will flourish. Habit three is put first things first. To begin this chapter, Covey asks you questions, the following questions. One is, what one thing could you do regularly that you aren't currently doing that would improve your personal life? Number two, similarly, he asks, what one thing could you do to improve your business or professional life? So I asked you to answer those two questions today. You know, number two for us in business is pretty simple, basic things that we need to do to build our ACM business. But are you doing them consistently and every day? Whereas habit one encourages you to realize that you are in charge of your own life, or in the first habit, number two habit is based on the ability to visualize and to identify your key values. This third habit is based on the implementation of these habits. You've got to get into action. It focuses on the practice of effectiveness of your self-management through your own independent will. By asking yourself the above questions, you become aware that you have the power to significantly change the life that you are presently in. Habit number four is think win-win. Covey argues that win-win isn't a technique, it's a philosophy of human interaction. It's a frame of mind that seeks out a mutual benefit for all concerned. This means that all agreements or solutions are mutually beneficial, and that all parties feel satisfied with the outcome. To embody this mindset, life must be not seen, it has to be seen as being cooperative, not competitive. consistently doing this, you must have a win-win. Anything less than a win-win outcome goes against the pursuit of interdependence, which is the most effective state to be operating in. Habit 5 is seek first to understand, then to be understood. If you want to improve your interpersonal relationships and relations, Covey argues that you must endeavor to understand a situation before attempting to make yourself understood. The ability to communicate clearly is essential for your overall effectiveness, this is the most important skill that you can train, that you can learn. While you spend years learning to read, write, and speak, Covey says we spend little focus and little training on the skill of listening. Habit 6 is synergize. When synergy is in operation at its fullest, it incorporates the desire to reach win-win agreements with empathetic communication. It's the essential of principle-centered leadership. Now, we see this every time. The synergy in our team couldn't be at more than a all-time high. I'm so excited for this Saturday for Eric Worre and things that we constantly are getting shown and put and have the ability to have that win-win. We're given these things in our team. It unifies and unleashes great power from people when you do this. So who are you inviting? Who are you getting? As it's based on the tenet that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. The real challenge is to apply the principles of synergy and to create cooperation in all your social interactions. Covey argues that such incidences of synergy and interpersonal group collaboration are often neglected, and that's where teams fall apart, and that this should be part of your daily life. And the last habit is to sharpen the saw, habit 7. The seventh habit is all about enhancing yourself through the four dimensions of renewal. Now, if I tell you these four, and I'm going to, you're going to say every single one of them right now we're being exposed to in some way through our team, which is awesome. Number one is physical. It's about exercise, nutrition, and stress management. This means caring for your physical body, eating right, getting enough sleep, and exercising regularly. If you're part of the group right now that's doing the fitness challenge, you will understand this. If you're not, what are you doing for yourself physically? Number two is social and emotional. Service, how are you serving others? Empathy, synergy, and these things will provide you with a feeling of security and meaning in your life. Number three on these four dimensions of renewal is spiritual. Value, clarification, and commitment. Study and meditate. And focusing in these areas of your life, you'll get closer to the center of your inner value system. And number four is mental, reading, visual, planning, and writing. To continually educate yourself means expanding your mind. This is essential to be effective and to be a leader. I really encourage you to pick this book up, The 7 Habits. It's a best-selling book that provides the framework for developing healthy habits, and that's the key, healthy habits, to make you a more prosperous and effective individual and a better leader. The foundation, Covey argues, is necessary for implementing an effective and successful mindset to help you to your next level, and that's what we're all looking for, especially in our ACM business. So everybody go out there today, have an effective day, practice these habits, and look forward to talking and seeing you all soon. Take care. Bye-bye.